Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because, again, he's on the road. Jim has this to say about maintenance costs. This is maintenance month here at Paparitalo Publications. It also marks my 46th year in this industry and my 25th year as a consultant. I have been around. I believe this experience gives me the authority to say this. I have never, not once, seen overspending in maintenance. I'll go a step further. Although one can certainly reach a point of diminishing returns in maintenance, I don't think I have ever seen maintenance expenditures reach negative returns. I don't think it can be done. What is the acceptable amount of unscheduled maintenance to budget into your operations? Zero. Why? Because the parts and time required to make an unscheduled repair always cost more than doing the repair on scheduled time. Grant, you may have to increase your time for scheduled maintenance, but that is far better because it is planned than any unscheduled maintenance. I saw a mill once that was approaching what I would suggest is the proper level of maintenance spending. It was an old cylinder board mill in eastern Wisconsin, recently acquired by a major company, which I am sure killed the maintenance program. Old but impeccably maintained and clean, the electrical maintenance superintendent could sit in his office and call up each motor in the mill. From there, he could see how many days it had been in service, to what temperature it was running, what amps it was drawing, and so forth and so on. That was over 15 years ago. I asked him when they last had an unscheduled motor failure. He said he could not remember. Their storeroom also was impeccable as well, and everything was logically laid out and accessible. Routinely budgeting or accepting unscheduled maintenance is like accepting safety accidents or unscheduled plane crashes. All three are disruptive and unpredictable in cost. Not budgeting them does not mean they are not going to happen, but deliberately budgeting them means you are accepting mediocrity.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
So why do we spend so little on maintenance? The simple answer is everybody does it. The next answer is that management deludes itself and thinks, despite the track record of their mill, they're going to do better next year. What everyone misses is that a dollar spent on maintenance is going to return $1.20 to $1.40 to the bottom line. Furthermore, this seems to go on forever, or at least until every maintenance worker has a gold-plated fork truck. We have been conditioned to think maintenance is a cost and unscheduled maintenance is acceptable. There is no basis for this logic. It is just a rumor passed around from boardroom to boardroom. It is time your senior management took a long, hard look at the numbers, not the traditions. What do you think? You may take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, it goes without saying, safety risks go up in unplanned maintenance outages as compared to planned ones. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.